Morning, Andrew.
Hey, Tess. How are you?
I'm going well. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Week to week, book by book.
Just standard. Life is measured in books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this has maybe been like a busier week.
More books than usual.
Yeah, probably started like a half a dozen books just to kind of check out what's going on and make sure that I've always got something fresh to bring you.
You keep up with that very, very well. You always do have something fresh for us.
I try.
What fresh thing have you got for us this week?
So I've got a little bit of YA by a fantastic Australian author. This is Janelle Jones, My Father's Shadow.
Ooh.
Now, Janelle is a Gunai woman. She is the recipient of the Black and Right Fellowship. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later because some really fantastic writers are emerging from this program. But My Father's Shadow, it begins. On the night my dad died, I was shaken from sleep. This is our introduction to Kaya as she and her mother flee their home to the Blue Mountains town of Mount Wilson. Kaya and her mother must go into hiding, lest the men who came for her father return for them.
Oh, God.
There, Kaya is forced into a solitary exile, cut off physically and emotionally from her old life. That is, until one day, she runs into a boy down the road. Literally, she hits him with a car.
Oh, wow.
And discovers there may be people that she can trust in the world.
Ooh, I'm already in.
He's all right, by the way.
Okay, good. Good.
Realize I don't tell you that in my book review. He's fine.
I'm really glad.
So My Father's Shadow skirts genre and style to produce something that's kind of part thriller and mystery, part coming of age. It's one of those books where I feel the category of YA can be limiting because I would hate for anyone to not discover this book because they don't, you know, think that maybe they're the target audience. The narrative is firmly centered around Kaya, and she is both our anchor and unquestionably an unreliable narrator as she struggles with PTSD that has caused her significant memory loss around this one fateful evening at her father's office. We know that Kaya has witnessed something, and now her father is gone. Her mum has become fiercely protective of her, and that's meant that Kaya's world is kind of reduced to four walls and a whole lot of trees. Like, she's being warned off the internet. She can't socialize. She can't talk to anyone because if they find out where she is, that's it.
Wow.
The suspense grows quickly as we meet what is ultimately a very small cast of characters whom Kaya must constantly challenge and learn whether she can trust. Her mother's voice looms large in her mind that they're constantly in danger. So Eric, that's the guy that she hit.
The one she hit with the car, yep.
He's fine. He's around her age and his family run the local grocery and Korean restaurant. His attentions are a welcome distraction for Kaya, but they also put her at risk if the local community learn who she is.
Oh my God.
Bennett is an old friend of her mother's. He's a cop and an absolute lifeline when Kaya crashes the car, but he's also around a whole lot and is getting very close with her mother. As the tension builds, we must wait alongside Kaya for something to break, some moment that might offer respite from the inertia of just not knowing. It's really something quite brilliant, the way that Jones drips out the action and the information whilst maintaining the pace of the novel. Page turner and edge of your seat. If you can't see, I'm using scare quotes here. These are terms that are overused. What I can say is that I opened My Father's Shadow on a day when I had the luxury of reading and found myself finishing the book later that night.
Wow. All in a day.
All in a day. Doesn't happen often because, you know, when do you have a whole day to
read?
Well,
exactly.
But when it does, you want a book like this right there. There are also questions and clever engagements with issues that furnish the interior world of this novel. Revelations open up the possibility that more questions will need to be asked and Kaya will be no closer to the truth. My Father's Shadow, it's an incredibly successful mystery thriller, as well as an engaging discussion about trust and authority. I would absolutely say get out and discover it.
Absolutely. I can't wait. That I'm really hooked, to be honest, already. Honestly, from the first sentence you mentioned there.
I got to be really real. There are so many spoilers in this book because it is a mystery. I've given you so little, but that little is still very much. It's a hook. Look, before we go, I actually just wanted to add a quick note about the Black and Right Fellowship. This is an initiative from the State Library of Queensland for an unpublished manuscript by an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Island writer. And as well as Janelle's novel, My Father's Father's Shadow. The prize has also helped introduce us to readers like Claire G. To writers like Claire G. Coleman, Alison Whittaker, and Jared Thomas, all fantastic authors. I've featured them and we've discussed things on Final Draft. It is fast becoming one of my on-the-radar events for good writing. So everyone should keep their eyes open for some amazing new writing from the Black and Right Fellowship.
Amazing. I'm going to go check it out. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you, Tess.